end, it looks like teeing off. You're going to tee off with golf.
Thank you, Kim. The Quicken Loans National Golf Tournament began Thursday in Gainesville, Virginia. The yearly invitational tournament is hosted by former world number one golfer Tiger Woods, with the proceeds going to his charitable foundation. The current leaders are South African Retief Goosen and Ryo Ishikawa of Japan, both at 8-under, but the leaderboard is tightly packed at the top. 28 players are within 4 strokes of the lead heading into Friday, while host Woods is 5 strokes back at 3-under. After his round on Thursday, Tiger spoke about how he played.
I've been playing well. That's the thing. I've been hitting the golf ball well. I feel like my putting's been good. Just stay patient. Just stay with it. And, you know, it'll turn if I stay patient, and I want to try, which I did. And, man, I still run there.
Woods' score of 3-under is good enough to make the projected cut of 1-under, which he did not do at the British Open earlier this month. South African Ernie Els is also in the running, sitting 2 strokes back at 6-under, while last year's winner, Englishman Justin Rose, shot a 4-under 66 to open the tournament. American Ricky Fowler is also at 4-under, thanks to a hole-in-1 that he made on his final hole of the round on Thursday, while co-leader Ryo Ishikawa also made a hole-in-1 in the opening round, sinking his first shot on the par-3 fourth hole to take an early lead. Competitors will take to the course again on Friday for the second round, and rounds 3 and 4 will be played over the weekend. Moving on, yesterday I went to Germantown, Maryland, just outside Washington, to watch the Washington Spirit women's soccer team in action. After their practice, I was able to speak with one of their young stars, Francisca Ordega, who played striker for the Nigerian women's national team at the World Cup in Canada this year. Francisca is in her first year as a member of the Spirit. I asked her how she thought her country did in Canada and what it was like to score for her country.
Yeah, I think I was so much impressed, like the way we played, and I individually, I was so much happy because this is the first time of me scoring at the World Cup, and it's not just on the 17 or on the 20, it's no World Cup. So I think I did a great job, and I'm so happy about it.
I also talked to Francisca and asked her if she had talked to her teammates Allie Krieger and Ashlyn Harris about what it was like for them to win the World Cup, and if that gives her and the Nigerian team any motivation looking ahead to the Olympics next year.
The day I spoke to them, I think was they will play against U.S., and I promised Ashley that I'm going to score against U.S., if only she will be at the post, you know. So, but fortunately enough, we'll clash out at the group stage, and now we are hoping to qualify for the Olympics because we have a game on Sunday against Equatorial Guinea. So hopefully if we can qualify, I think we'll do much better at the Olympics, yeah.
Finally, I asked Francisca, who has also played pro soccer in Sweden and Nigeria, how the league here in the U.S. compares to her experience in other countries.
The day I spoke to them, I think was they will play against U.S., and I promised Ashley that I'm going to score against U.S., if only she will be at the post, you know. So, but fortunately enough, we'll clash out at the group stage, and now we are hoping to qualify for the Olympics because we have a game on Sunday against Equatorial Guinea. So hopefully if we can qualify, I think we'll do much better at the Olympics, yeah.
Ordega and her Washington Spirit teammates are in third place in the National Women's Soccer League table and have sold out every game since the World Cup. Good luck over the rest of the season, Francisca.
This is Africa. Tamina, mina, waka, waka, Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Ni chabulile. Hola.
Cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, waka, waka, Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma joins us now with more sports news. And Mark's opening serve is African men's volleyball.
Defending champions and hosts Egypt beat Tunisia 26-24, 25-18 and 25-21 to retain the African Men's Volleyball Championship title in Cairo on Thursday night. This is Egypt's eighth title and sixth consecutive triumph. Morocco beat Algeria 3-1 in the bronze medal playoff. Cameroon is fifth, followed by Rwanda, Botswana, Kenya, then Mauritius. Turning to athletics, Hicham Sigueni and Brahim Taleb clinched a 1-2 Moroccan triumph in men's 3,000 meters steeple chase at the IAAF Diamond League in Stockholm, Sweden on Thursday night. Kenyan Hilary Kipsang-Yego placed third. Djibouti's Ayanle Suleiman carried the day in 1500 meters. South Africans Anaso Jobodwana and Sunet Fulyun were runners-up in men's 200 meters and women's javelin respectively, while Kotso Mokwena was third in long jump. In football, Sudan's El Khartoum play Kenya's Gor Mahia as Uganda's Kampala City Council Authority face Tanzania mainland's Azam in the semifinals at the Council of Eastern Central Africa Football Association's SEKAFA Kagame Club Championship in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania today, Friday. The finals and the bronze medal playoff is set for Sunday. Meanwhile, Zambia play Ivory Coast as South Africa engage Zimbabwe in Confederation of African Football Under-23 Championship qualifiers today, Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, Uganda host Egypt. On Sunday, Republic of Congo play Nigeria. Mali face Gabon and Tunisia encounter Morocco. Elsewhere, Ghana play Cameroon. Kenya welcome South Africa. Zimbabwe face Ivory Coast. And Equatorial Guinea play Nigeria in Africa Women's 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympic qualifiers on Sunday. In India, Ocean Island Games. Madagascar plays Seychelles in reunion today, Friday, while Comoro Islands engage Mauritius on Sunday. Finally, in motorsports, the two-day Mount Gorilla Rally Championship starts in Nyamata, Rwanda today, Friday. It is the fifth leg in the Africa Rally Championship Series. And that's it for Daybreak Africa Sports News. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
The first ever NBA exhibition game in Africa will be held this Saturday in Johannesburg, South Africa. The game will pit Team Africa, a group of NBA players who are either African themselves or have African parents, against Team World. Miami Heat forward Luol Deng, who is from Sudan, will captain the African team, which also includes stars Serge Ibaka, Boris Diaw, and Georgie Jeng. Nigeria's Festus Ezeli, who won the NBA championship with the Golden State Warriors in June, will also be there, and the team will be coached by San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich. Team World is led by Los Angeles Clippers star Chris Paul and also includes players from all around the world, including America's Kenneth Faried, Nikola Vucevic of Switzerland, and Marc-en Pau Gasol, who are from Spain. African NBA legends Hakeem Olajuwon and Dikembe Mutombo will also have a role in the events surrounding the game. South African Sports Minister Fikile Mbalula believes that the game will have a positive effect on the popularity of basketball in Africa and will provide more options for young Africans.
We're giving young people a choice that Basketball for them is not just playing, it's a lifestyle issue. And that is where they meet their friends. They actually mix up with the popular culture. And over and above that, enjoy the game of basketball. And in this instance, we are able to really, really give young people options.
NBA Africa Vice President and Managing Director Amadou Gallo also feels that the game is a big step for the growth of basketball in Africa, as well as a testament to how much the game has already grown.
We could have a whole team made of Africans play against the rest of the world. I think, you know, speaks to the tremendous, you know, talent that the continent has. And I'm excited for the opportunity to continue to, you know, work towards really making the game accessible to the millions and millions of young boys and girls from across the continent.
Since 1984, Africa has produced 35 players who have played in the NBA, including superstars such as Hakeem Olajuwon and Dikembe Mutombo. Once again, the game will be played on Saturday, August 1st in Johannesburg, South Africa. And moving now to Asia, the Chinese capital of Beijing was chosen Friday to be the host city of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games. Beijing beat the Kazakhstani city of Almaty to claim the honor and becomes the first city in history to be chosen to host both the Summer and Winter Olympics. Many analysts believe that Beijing was chosen due to the recent issues in the host cities of upcoming Olympics, namely Rio de Janeiro and Tokyo. Beijing, which hosted the 2008 Summer Olympics, is believed to have proven its ability to host the successful Olympic Games, leading IOC members to vote for the security of the Chinese capital. Events will be held in repurposed facilities from those 2008 Summer Games and in two mountain ranges that are about an hour away from the city. Both ranges generally do not have enough snow for them to be used for skiing and other events, but the Chinese government intends to use artificial snow on the slopes to get around this one potential issue. These Olympic Games will be held in 2022 in Beijing. That's it for the Sunnyside.